Governor Rick Scott wants Florida lawmakers to spend an extra $200 million to raise per-student spending to another record high. But in order to get there, much of the increase would come from local contributions. And the state's top educator made the case for it Thursday before a Senate panel. I'm Lynn Hatter. Both the state and counties contribute to funding public education. The local share comes through what's called the Required Local Effort, or RLE. It's a percentage of property tax revenue, and recently tax rates have remained flat, but revenue has increased because of higher property values. But the House has resisted collecting all the money it could have, calling that a tax hike. Florida Education Commissioner Pam Stewart says this year the state needs to keep the percentage the same and tap into all of the RLE funds it can.
And we'd find ourselves unable to do that if we did not leave the RLE at the current level. And we would find ourselves woefully short because there is not enough state funding to be able to bring those increases.
She was responding to a question from Tallahassee Senator Bill Monford, who also heads the Florida Association of District School Superintendents. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.